From Tidbits, November 4th, 2013. This is Fun Bits, Delicious Library 3, by Josh Centers. Despite all the talk about digital media, most of us still have shelves full of old-fashioned paper books, CDs, DVD movies, Blu-ray discs, even vinyl records and VHS tapes. Until we can sit down for a few years to scan, rip, and replace everything with digital copies, Delicious Monsters Delicious Library 3 can help manage our physical collections. For those unfamiliar with Delicious Library, you add the various media you own, books, albums, movies, and video games, and it displays digital likenesses on its virtual wooden shelves. In fact, since Delicious Library uses Amazon to look at product information, you can add just about any kind of commercially available item to your collection. Delicious Library 3 is unapologetically skeuomorphic. Add a PlayStation 3 game, and you get not just cover art, but cover art that's placed inside a replica of a PlayStation 3 game case. And those photorealistic cases rotate as you move your mouse cursor over them. You even get to choose the kind of wood for your shelves from among 20 varieties, and you can cycle through them with a keyboard shortcut. Frankly, I love skeuomorphism when done well, and Delicious Monsters' efforts here are both functional and whimsical. I hope that never changes. There are a number of ways to add items. Manually, by laboriously typing the product name and metadata, searching within Amazon, dropping an Amazon URL on the app, or scanning with a Bluetooth barcode scanner. But my favorite is the free Delicious Scanner iOS app, which uses the camera on your iPhone or iPad to scan and store barcodes, then send them to the Delicious Library on your Mac over Wi-Fi. While Delicious Scanner has yet to be updated for iOS 7, it still works perfectly. Once it's paired with your Mac, it's one of the fastest iPhone barcode scanners I've used. In a well-lit room, I can plow through a stack of movies in seconds. While Delicious Scanner is great, the data pulled up from Amazon isn't always right. Some of my scanned items turned up blank, as either generic cardboard or white boxes. Even worse, it gets some items wrong, particularly books. I was surprised to find Sion's Lady, Outside the Dog Museum, The Flood, and Ringworld in my book collection, as I don't own them. I can only assume that this is due to UPCs being reused over time. Sometimes Delicious Library gets confused about what type of media something is. I scanned my Blu-ray disc of The Matrix. I had to manually set it as a movie. Delicious Library thought it was a video game. However, these problems are likely more Amazon's fault than Delicious Monsters, and it's not difficult to make corrections when the automated lookup fails in some way. Delicious Library isn't just a dumb container for your media. It also includes a proprietary recommendation engine that can suggest new books, movies, music, and video games based on your current library. See something you like, and you can add it to your wish list for later purchase. For instance, since one of the movies I scanned was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, based on a book by Hunter S. Thompson, Delicious Library offered up The Rum Diary, also derived from a Hunter S. Thompson title. Because I scanned a Blu-ray triple pack featuring V for Vendetta, Constantine, and Watchmen, it recommended a Martin Scorsese triple pack, which I added to my wish list. And once I added that to my wish list, Delicious Library showed me other triple feature Blu-ray packages. Not all of those made sense. Just because I have one triple pack and like another doesn't mean that much. Luckily, it's easy to delete suggestions you don't agree with. Perhaps Delicious Library's best major feature is the capability to manage loans. Say you had a friend over for dinner and want to lend him a movie that came up in conversation. Add him to Delicious Library and then drag the movie's icon to his name to track that loan, complete with a return date. Also, you can export your library as a web page and share it via the web, Dropbox, or Google Drive. Or you can import your friend's libraries to see everyone's collections in one place. You can even view statistics about your collection with a number of charts. Who are your favorite film directors? How much would it cost to replace your library? Do you have more books than movies? What's the total runtime of all your movies put together? Delicious Library 3 answers all those questions. Delicious Library boasts a number of other neat features, such as being able to sell your stuff on Amazon, generating bibliographies, viewing iTunes libraries, and even searching for items by cover color. If you need to clear up some space, write a book report, or find that white album that isn't the white album, Delicious Library has you covered. Delicious Library 3 is an odd duck. In an age where the trends are cold, flat, and digital, Delicious Library is as warm and analog as a Mac app can get. It's more fun to use than a database should be, and is a must if you own a massive movie library or are constantly losing things when you loan them to friends. The main annoyance I found was that it is a bit spotty at recognizing books, but Delicious Scanner is so much better than any other scanner app I've tried that it takes the sting out of having to fix some titles by hand. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.